So let's review. Our share begins with the Mishnah at the end of Amud Beis of the previous daf, which teaches that it is forbidden to perform any melacha, even an Issur d'Rabbanan in Yom Tov, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar. Zok the Mishnah, Shofar Shoresh Hashanah ein ma'avir nelav es ha'tchum. One is forbidden on Yom Tov to travel beyond the tchum of 2,000 amos for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shofar, whether to retrieve a Shofar or to listen to Shofar blowing. Ve'im mefakhin nelav es ha'gal. It is forbidden to remove a pile of stones, which are mukta, in order to retrieve the shofar. Lo yelon be'ilon, lo yirchon agabe behema, lo yishadon al pnei amayim. One may not climb a tree, ride an animal, or travel upon the water, which are all forbidden on Yom Tov. Ve'in chayichin oisei. One may not cut a shofar from an animal, or cut a detached shofar to improve it on Yom Tov. Ve'in medaber shu mishum shavus, ve'in medaber shu loisase. Not in a manner which it would merely be an issur d'rabbanan, and certainly not in a manner in which it would be an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara explains that the reason that melacha on Yom Tov is prohibited, even for the purpose of preparing a shofar, is because shofar asehu, the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment, v'yom tov aseh v'lois aseh. Refraining from work on Yom Tov is both a positive and a negative commandment, v'naseh deches lois aseh v'aseh. A positive mitzvah does not supersede another mitzvah, which is both a positive and a negative mitzvah together. Also, an issur d'rabbanan is likewise prohibited based on called the Tarkin Rabbanan, came there as a Tarkin. And, Yeshkech Beat Chachamim, Laker Davim, and Ater, Beshev Al Tasa. The Mishnah continues. Avlam Ratza, Litin, Latech, and Mayim, Oyai, and Yitin. However, one may treat the Shafer by filling it with liquid on Yom Tov. Rashi explains. Veloyim Rina, Kumasakin, Mona. This is not considered repairing a utensil, because it is usable as is. Ema Akvinas, Atinaik, is Mod Kaya. Avmasaskin, Imam, Ache, Yelamdu. We need not prevent a small child from blowing a shofar. In fact, we even encourage the child to blow, to learn the mitzvah. The Gemara clarifies that misaskin behemat shilamdu is referring to a cotton shegi l'chinuch. A child who has reached the age of chinuch, which is approximately 9 or 10 years of age, whom we encourage to practice blowing the shofar, even on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, and certainly we do not prevent him from blowing on his own. Ein makvin asatinaikis militkaya is referring to a cotton shegi l'chinuch. A younger child who, while we do not encourage him to blow shofar, but if he does it on his own, we're not obligated to prevent him from doing so. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah seems to imply that Noshim Akvim, we do prevent women from blowing a shofar. Rashi explains, because women are exempt from shofar based on Mitzvah Saseshas Mangarama. Therefore, that blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah would be a violation of Baal Taisiv, the prohibition of adding a mitzvah to the Torah. Taisa explains, because blowing a shofar on Yom Tov is actually an issur d'rabbanan, which is only permitted for the purpose of performing the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar, or for the purpose of chinuch. However, the issur d'rabbanan is not waived for women who are pater from this mitzvah. However, the Gemara cites a dissenting opinion. Women may in fact blow shofar on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that this is similar to another machlokes in the Braisa. Yehuda holds, B'nei Yisrael Seimchen, V'im B'nei Yisrael Seimchis. Women are forbidden to perform a smicha, leaning on a carbon. V'yesi Reb Shimonai Mirim Noshim Seimchis Rishos. While women are not required to perform smicha, they may do so if they desire. The Mishnah concludes, V'amasasik lo yatza, V'ashimeyim v'amasasik lo yatza. One was just playing with a shofar and had no intention of producing a proper sound, but did produce the proper sounds, and one who heard these sounds is not yetzer the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah, say the tekiyas shalish shal shalish shalish. The mitzvah of shofar consists of three sets of three blasts. As Rashi explains, the three sets are echad lemalchias, v'echad lezachreinus, v'echad lezachreinus. Tekiyah v'truah v'tekiyah l'chalachas v'achas. One set for each bracha, as the Gemara will explain on the next daf. The Mishnah continues, shir tekiyah k'shalish truas. But as the Gemara, Vahatanya shir tekiyah ketrua, Abaya answers, the Braisa is saying that each tekiyah must be the length of one trua. The Mishnah, although using the word tekiyah in the singular, is referring to all three tekiyahs being the length of the respective three truas. The next statement of the Mishnah, shir trua kesholesh yabavis, cannot be reconciled with that of the Braisa, shir trua kesholesh shvarim. Amar Abaya behova adipligi. The Mishnah and the Braisa disagree in the meaning of trua. The pasuk says, "Yem trua yilchem, metargemina yem yabava yehelachin." The Targum translates true as Yibava, a form of crying. V'ksiv b'im de sisra, ba'ad ha'chaloi nishkafa v'teyav avim sisra. As the passing of Sefer Shaftim relates regarding the mother of Sisra. She looked out the window and cried when she saw that her wicked son Sisra, who is the military commander of Canaan, did not return from battle as he was killed by Yal Eshes Chevra Akeni. Marsa v'argenuchi ganach, the Braisa holds that Yibava means moaning longer sounds, as what we call shvarm. Marsa v'yululi, the Mishnah holds that Yibava means crying shorter sounds, as what we call chua.